Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing pleasant temperatures with a gentle breeze making for a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. Army declares that Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis are now completely cut off from Iran. This comes from Walla just in. Also, Jake Sullivan warns that the U.S. faces a strategic dead end with Iran. This could widen gaps with Israel. Ynet reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour. Alex Soros commits $30 million to organizations fighting anti-Semitism. Forward shared this just a short time ago. Separately, a terror suspect was arrested ahead of the Jerusalem Day events. This attack was thwarted, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, the return of war hero Kenneth William Peters Medals by an op shop owner is making headlines. This touching story was covered by Australian Jewish News. Reaction has been swift on social media. Isle Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reports that the first round of Lebanese-Israeli negotiations in Washington has concluded. This was posted just minutes ago. Eve Barlow, a journalist, shares her latest thoughts on truth and improvement through an article she linked. Her post came just now. David Horovitz, founding editor of The Times of Israel, shares a podcast interview discussing the rise of anti-Semitism since World War II. This was posted earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. Army's declaration. Admiral Brad Cooper testified before the Senate, asserting that Iran's influence over Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis has been severed. This is a significant shift in the region's power dynamics, according to Walla. It could lead to changes in how these groups operate independently. Turning to Jake Sullivan's warning, the former top Biden aide suggests that Trump's approach to Iran may push the U.S. into further military engagements. Ynet reports that this could exacerbate tensions not just with Iran, but also with Israel, as public perception shifts. Meanwhile, Alex Soros' significant financial commitment aims to combat anti-Semitism and prevent its misuse. The Open Society Foundations, led by Soros, sees this as a crucial step in addressing rising anti-Semitic incidents. Forward highlights that the funding could bolster numerous initiatives worldwide. On security matters, an attack was thwarted with the arrest of a suspect in Jerusalem. I-24 News reports that this comes ahead of the city's significant Jerusalem Day events. Security forces remain vigilant as tensions in the area remain high. Finally, the return of war medals belonging to Warrant Officer Kenneth William Peters is a poignant reminder of respect for history. This act by an op shop owner honors a war hero's legacy, as noted by Australian Jewish News. It serves as a heartwarming story of community respect. Turning to business and markets. First, Novella has raised $21 million to automate complex insurance with AI brokers, targeting a massive $150 billion market. Kotek reports that this innovation could revolutionize how insurance is managed and sold. Separately, Iran's actions are affecting the oil market. General Dan Kane, the U.S. Army Chief of Staff, faces scrutiny for withholding details from Congress. Maariv Business highlights the geopolitical implications for global oil supply and prices. And finally, the Israeli coalition has submitted a bill to dissolve the Knesset. Supported by all coalition parties, the election date will be determined in future discussions. Globes reports that this could lead to significant political shifts in Israel. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.